I've never seen anybody buy another human being so many presents. Like, he gets more presents and gifts.
It's because I'm new.
Then, no, no. Since the day we started, I have never seen another human being get the gifts that you get.
Oh, my flowers
hats,
are still in the back seat of my car.
Shirts.
Just realized you realize that.
Flowers in the car? Let's go back to all the gifts that Austin gives. He started here, and Scotty K bought him a jar of Nutella with his name on it.
That
it sits in his office. That's how I remember. It sits on your desk in your office.
Yeah.
And you've been given a cowboy hat.
That was through a sponsorship, though. That doesn't count.
You have been given a T-shirt recently from Chrissy.
Damn it.
With the joke that happened at Windy City Smokeout with Luke Bryan.
Mm-hmm. There's a video of that on our Instagram page.
You literally just got a wallet from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you gotten? That's just to name a few.
Michael Fulmer is going to be out for the season next year.
The Cubs pitcher?
Mm-hmm. Why is this to switch to sports?
Well, because that's in breaking news.
I'm sad. Right
it's
now.
Important.
Well, we can't talk about our feelings on this podcast anymore.
I think you get out what you put in. Constantly putting myself out there.
So people then buy gifts?
Have you just been telling people you want gifts?
Look,
that's what I actually think.
Look,
he's like, love
you build
gifts.
Relationships. You build a personal brand. So people know your interests. They know what you like and what you don't like.
Uh-huh.
So when they see things, they think of you.
Nice.
They want to get it for you.
Nice.
You know?
And now I see what
I
you're
lost
doing.
My wallet at Tinley Park.
Right, right.
And the Sweet Betty. Who works at the amphitheater that keeps changing names. It will probably change their name in the time that you hear this. She went out. She said right after that, I went out and got you a new wallet because I noticed that the wallet I returned to you was pretty battered. So I felt like you needed a new one. And so I didn't know when I would see you again, but I knew when we would ever cross paths.
But how did that happen? That somebody who's met you one time in the hopes that they meet you a second time goes out and buys you a wallet.
Melissa, look,
idea of that's crazy. I love it.
I don't want to sound conceited.
What?
Or very, you know, like I'm tooting my own horn.
Okay. Toot your horn.
You ever think maybe I have that effect on people?
Yeah, people like to spend money
on
you.
They see me and they just want to buy me things. You know, it's like, look, if you could have a sugar daddy, you would take that in a heartbeat,
ooh,
wouldn't you?
You would.
Here's another one. Lovely Laura comes in and brings in muffins.
She brings in all muffins.
First of all, that's for all of us. Do not put that on me. She's not doing that. Here, Austin, here's your muffins. No, it's, hey, US 99 morning show staff, here's muffins for the whole crew.
Wait, I think she only ever brings in like two. I don't think there's ever three.
No, okay, then it's for you and I, and it's not for Kyle.
It's definitely for Kyle. She loves Kyle.
She brings in three every single time.
She didn't the last time.
Yeah, she did.
Nope, there was two.
No, it was the one that we didn't like. There was the one that we didn't like.
And then
like
there
that
was
none
one muffin.
No, I remember the last time she brought it. I took one out first and then gave it to you guys because you were working.
So you didn't give us the choice of the first?
No.
Yeah,
you guys
you
always
out?
Get the first
choice. Wait, what did you take
why
out?
Would you get the
it was
first
a glazed
choice?
Donut.
Oh, man. We would have eaten that.
I would have eaten the glazed donut.
I know because neither of us touched the other thing, the third pastry.
Oh, yeah.
It was like caramel or something.
You know what, guys? You get too many things. Sometimes the producer wants
no, and hey, as a former producer, I agree with that.
Like,
I
look,
agree with that. Your staff gets way too much stuff.
I'm fine with you guys getting gifts and getting things I can't sometimes.
I think
if I can get a donut, I don't know.
Look,
one time, I think that's fair enough.
My first piece of advice to Kyle when he took this job, I was like, take the freebies whenever and however you
that's
can.
That's the number one rule in radio.
Every time, like anything even comes up, take the freebies.
Yeah.
I think you should too.
Especially as a producer, because producers get the scraps. They get they're the runts of the litter.
Guess the muffins nobody wants.
They get the muffins nobody wants. So if the food comes in first, yeah. You know what? I'm glad you took that donut.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm glad he took that donut.
I still would have loved that glazed donut.
I know you would have. Yeah, it's spoken like a true on-air talent.
Yeah.
I want the glazed donut.
I want the golden egg, and I want it now. But let's go back to the idea of Melissa's sugar daddy.
Mm. Ooh.
If you... What would be your stipulations for a sugar daddy.
Ooh, good question.
Right, how much
now
older?
Now let's get serious.
How much older than you does he, like, what's your limit? Like, if he's 40 years older than you? Is that too old?
Do I have to bowl with him?
Let's just say...
According to Britannica.com, a sugar daddy is a rich older man who gives money, gifts, etc. to someone, such as a young woman, in exchange for bowling, friendship, etc.
Let's just say, like,
bowling.
Yeah, I would say more than likely you have to, you just to keep that that steady income.
The lanes aren't always open, but they do tend to have some nights.
Sometimes it's hard to set up the pins,
so it might take a little bit more. And he might propose league nights, and you can say no.
Can I say no? How often could I say no?
Look.
To league nights? I don't know. That's actually up to the how much money you're making.
We're getting too into the weeds about the bowling. Yes, bowling would be included. So 40 years?
Right. I don't want to bowl. Ew.
Jeez. My goodness.
I don't know there's any amount of money that could like force me to bowl
sound
with
like
somebody
a,
I don't
Are
like
you sure you're not
with.
Married?
I don't know. 20 years.
20 years?
20 That's years? It.
So you want to go 25?
No. Well, no.
Okay, what if he was 20,
how much money?
22 and you got
how much? Tell me how much.
$500K a year.
$500K a year.
You would go higher. You would go 30 years.
Yeah, probably.
For 30 years, you'd do $500K?
But you have to quit your job.
Go. I mean, first of all, that's not tough
that's
for
not
either of you
right.
guys.
If I
I'm
got
not,
500K
I'm taking back
a
that
year,
surprise.
I would be, I'd see
you guys.
Guys
have both said the have second you the win the lottery, show. You're quitting the next
day. Yeah, oh, without question. I'm quitting. No, I'm not even waiting for the next day. I'm
Which, by the way, I was
night.
The only one who said I'd come in and I would still work.
See, no, I would sleep in. Are you kidding me? I would come in during like Scotty K's after shift and be like,
"That's not how the job works. You can't just change your shift because you won the lottery." Like, hey, I won the lottery.
It's not like Scotty K's going to give up his shift.
Yeah,
to you.
Like Scotty loves his time, so you would either have to quit or just settle. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Back on the scene.
All right, Melissa, what happens if sugar daddy says you have to have limited time with your sugar sons?
Ooh, so, that's a good
like Porter,
question.
Like, he's like, you can only see Porter like every other weekend.
I thought you were going to say us.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, what if you can't hang?
Yeah. We'll get to that one.
Yeah, no. So, I have to draw the line there. I'm already drawing the line at bowling. I mean, that's even a hard one for me. I'm like not...
Sugar daddy, though. Think about it. Think about all the problems. All the problems that money, all the stresses that money brings into your life.
I know. But I almost feel like, now I'm being totally honest. Totally. I almost feel like I'd have more stress having to bowl when I don't want to than having money issues.
Like, that's the thing like you're hung up on. Like, that's like, it's not like living with this man or anything else.
Because if I don't like them that way, it's like to force
myself. But who's to say you wouldn't?
Well,
you couldn't talk yourself into liking them? That's what my wife did with me.
She did not.
No, she wasn't into me at first.
Whatever. She clearly had a little something there.
Can't relate. Haley loved me from the moment she saw me. My charisma through the charts.
I did not know she had seeing problems.
Wow.
What?
That's rude.
What are you going to do about that, Kyle? That's are you going to put up with that?
I'm going to beat him up.
What if the sugar daddy said you had to never see Kyle or I again?
How much money do I get?
$500,000 is what we agreed on. You're like, I'll do it for free.
$500,000 a year.
Not a month.
Oh, it would take $500,000
a month to never see us again. I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
No.
That's really sweet.
You're welcome.
She's like, yeah, I'd do it for
$20.
$20 a year.
Okay, let's turn the tables.
What?
Sugar mama.
I'm married.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pretend
she is my sugar mama.
Yeah, I was gonna say my,
we
my
work
wife
in radio.
Is my sugar mama. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're doing hypotheticals here.
Okay.
If you could have both of you a sugar mama,
nope.
Let's still do the $500,000 a year. Would that be enough to go bowling with him?
How old?
Okay, let's start with that then. What is the max you would do age-wise? How many years post your age?
I think 20.
20 years. Okay, Austin's 20 years.
I think it's the six that scares me. I could be in a... This is so weird to talk about. I could be in a relationship with someone who's in their 50s. I couldn't with... Once they hit 60, that's where it gets...
Weird.
Yeah, from my age, where I'm at right now. Yep. I'm mid-30s. So, like, that's where it gets... So I could... I would say 25. I would say 24. I would say 24 is my limit.
That's your limit. Okay, Kyle, how many years would be your limit for Sugar Mama?
Probably like 25. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we're all at about that same age.
Yeah.
And now, to go bowling with that person, say you're not really that attracted to them.
Because, wait, 25, what would that...
I'd be 57 for me.
Yeah, but what year would that be born?
What year?
86. 25 minus 61?
No, 60.
61. Yeah, they would be born in 61.
66.
No, I'm born in 86. I'm born in 86.
Radio people.
So 25 years older than me would be 61.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was picking a certain age.
I could.
60. Okay.
They wouldn't be able to make a whole lot of references that would be before. I guess they would. Yeah, never mind. I'm trying to think because I think that's a big thing.
What?
With age differences in relationships.
Wait,
is like.
What year did we end up saying?
61. 61 plus 25 is 86. Vic spelled backwards is Riv.
Say what?
No, well, I was doing it based.
I was doing it based off me, which was so it'd be.
Well,
the
you
year
guys aren't the same age.
2023, but we both said 25.
Yeah.
So the year 2023, and for me, my age 32 plus 25 is 57. So 23 minus 57. Am I crazy in that?
No.
No, that's correct.
Because that comes out to be 1966.
Yeah, I'm 5 years older than you.
Yeah, but you're still doing 25 years old.
Yeah, but he's saying that...
25 years older than me.
Than him.
Oh, yes,
so
yes,
they
yes,
would
yes.
be born in that's 61. Why for you, they would be born in 66.
That was like that meme that went viral that Mel fell for not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, your year...
I wasn't the only one.
This is so weird. 2023 is like the only year...
Minus your age, it's
no,
going to be the
year. Honestly, it's kind of sad. You were not the only one that fell for
it. Well,
like,
here's
there was a mind bend. There were thousands of people that fell for that meme.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yes.
It was a mind bend, though. That's why. It's like... And so I don't feel
thinking.
Dumb about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the meme basically said the year 2023 is unique and different because if you this year more unlike any other year,
yeah.
If you take your age and subtract it from the year 23, you'll get the year you were born. It was like something so ridiculous.
It was something like that,
yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
And we were like,
it was so.
Whoa.
But it was a weird mind bend.
It was like a weird
like you
mind
had
bend.
To think it through.
Yeah, and the way they worded it and everything. But
okay,
I think the biggest thing for me in a relationship, if you're dating someone older or younger, because I always think about this too. Like if Meredith tragically passed away, God rest her soul.
Oh, God, don't say that.
I don't always think about this. I preference that the wrong way.
Yeah,
I don't
weird.
Always.
Think I always think about this.
But
when my wife
come up
dies.
Before. It has come up before. If like Mare, you know, passed. Like, would I move on? And if I moved on, would I go with, like would I Dane Cook it and go with, like, a 21-year-old? I don't think I physically could
mm-hmm.
because I don't think I would have a lot in common with that person in the sense of, you know me, I love to make references, like, to pop culture, movies, music.
And a lot of your, by the way, just to add to what you're saying, a lot of your pop culture references are even older than you.
Right.
So you know a lot of things from when you were really, really young
right.
or even like post you.
Yes.
I mean, I think you're knowledgeable about a lot of different things, but I feel like if you were going to pick post or pre Austin knowledge, like you're better at stuff pre like young Austin than you are at like
right.
Gen Z
yeah.
knowledge.
Like I'd be more compatible with a cougar than I would a...
You would be because of what you know.
Yeah, than like someone like super young, like a Gen Z or whatever.
That you personally, I don't think would fit as well at all with somebody younger.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'd be more physically attracted to a Gen Zer, I imagine.
Wouldn't everybody?
I think we all would look at
the skin of a 21-year-old.
So you
Z is just a sexy letter, right?
Yeah.
Do we all agree with that?
So you could become a sugar daddy.
Ooh. Look, if I win the lottery, I'm quitting this job and I'm finding myself a... Well, no, I'd be still be married. Meredith tragically passed.
I do want to talk about that.
You think about that often.
But I want to finish this. I want to know if you weren't attracted to your sugar mamas, how much would it take to go bowling? Because we have to finish that.
If we weren't attracted?
Not attracted. That's tough.
That'd be hard. I don't like that.
How much would it take?
I don't like that at all.
See, that's why I was having a hard time too. So how much money would it take?
So you're assuming that you would not be attracted to your sugar daddy.
See, I was assuming we would be attracted.
Like a Richard Branson. What if Richard Branson was like, Melissa? Melissa.
He's kind of cute though.
So?
So you're attracted to me.
But.
Is he British?
I don't know. What voice?
I am Sir Richard Branson.
I think he is British.
I am Sir Richard Branson.
It sounds like you're kind of doing Oscar
Grouch. Used to be able to do a Richard Branson.
You're not doing a Richard Branson.
Virgin
right now.
Atlantic.
Oh my God, is that Richard Branson?
Hey, I don't know who that is.
Melissa, last week on the podcast, Kyle did his Christopher Walken nonstop. And that was all we did for like 20 minutes. It was like a Christopher Walken.
Well, let me put you in a situation. It's a rough day. Christopher Walken has walked in. Oh. He had a big fight at work.
Oh, he sent you an email about being his sugar daddy.
Yeah, he actually... Actually, that's a better scenario.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's stressed with life. He has a ton of money.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he reached out to you.
Doesn't have a whole lot of time left.
No, but he reached out...
That changes things.
But he reached out to you because, you know, old school, loves to send emails. So he reached out to you via his email to say, hey, here's the stipulation. If you're interested, mm-hmm. how much money you'll make, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And he...
So then you have to reply to this email.
But he was in... But all day, where he works now, he couldn't check his email because it's a very personal email. You don't want to open up personal email into work.
We're literally just doing what we did on the podcast last week, this week.
So then you come...
We go on so many different tangents.
So he comes home... And this is, and he's awaiting your email. He's awaiting your email. He's really excited. He's really nervous. And this is Christopher Walken opening that up to find out if you'll be a sugar mama. I'm checking my Gmail. That's it.
It's a limited.
That's it.
Were you there?
Christopher Walken. But damn, is it not good?
It's so Gmail. Good.
Checking my Gmail. Ladies and gentlemen, the Foo Fighters.
Have you seen that clip going around?
I've been laughing so hard at that.
Foo Fighters hosting SNL with Nate Bargatze coming up soon.
Right. Dave Grohl did an interview where he said they were on SNL and
Christopher Walken was
the host, and so he was going to introduce him. And he asked him, he's like, where do you put the enunciation? Is it on the Foo or the Fighter? And so they said, they're like, well, we know how Christopher Walken talks. We know who he is. So normally it's on the Foo, but they told him it's on the Fighter because they knew it'd sound funnier. So that's what he literally did. He said, ladies and gentlemen, the Foo Fighters.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
And Dave Grohl's impression.
Yeah, he does a decent.
It's okay. It's not
Kyle Milne.
It's no.
But it was pretty good.
I'm checking my Gmail.
I feel like Christopher Walken's putting the wrong emphasis on Gmail.
Gmail. Checking my Gmail.
So Christopher Walken comes to you and says, hey, I want you to be my sugar daddy. Now,
I think
you asked an important question. What? Are they going to croak soon?
I didn't pose it that way. It sounds a little rough.
That was word for
word.
We
can go back and check the tape.
Check the tape.
I think that is an important stipulation because, and I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people go into the whole sugar daddy relationship with the assumption that they are going to die soon. This is only for a couple of years. It's not a forever relationship. Otherwise, you would have married someone your own age.
Well said.
So you're thinking, I'm going to get in almost like a...
Like Anna Nicole Smith did.
Yeah, like a stealth fighter.
They were in love.
I'm going to love them. Yeah.
Supposedly.
I'm going to love them so much that they're going to... I'm going to love my way into their will. And then you get that Christopher Walken money for life.
Christopher Walken estate. My money. So, it's for life.
Do you know what crosses my mind in that scenario?
What?
What?
I didn't realize Christopher Walken hung around. Hey, thanks for joining us, Chris.
Just over here checking my Gmail. Foo Fighters.
Here's what concerns me.
What?
This is me thinking it all the way through.
Okay.
you stick in this relationship for 2 years, four mm-hmm. years, 6 years, depending on how long they live, and they don't leave you anything in the will.
Oh, see, that's when it comes to bite you in the butt.
It's like working a job.
But you do get some, right? I mean, like you, like it's not like, I mean,
you go unless, to all that trouble because that will, money
like,
is
leave, unless they leave like the house to someone else in the family.
What is it? They leave you absolutely nothing. Here's the thing: you go if somebody loves money that much that they're willing to go to that extent to have that lifestyle, right? And that you hope because you love money that much that you will be sitting rich.
Yeah.
Because the moment that they pass, you get everything they have, and then they pass. And you find they left you nothing.
See, well, then you did not do a good job as the... What's the opposite of a sugar daddy? A sugarette?
A sour man?
a sour patch kid?
Sour patch kid?
You did not do a good job as the sour daughter. I mean, the sugar daughter. In that sense. Okay. You think about it. Because as the sugar daughter, you have to... get in, and you need to convince your love. You need to convey your love. And then, look, we all know timing is inevitable, okay? Father time always wins. So that's when you work in those questions of like, hey, what's the plan? Or, you know, like, where do you keep your will? What's the safe password?
And you don't think having those conversations, they're going to be like, they're just in this for the money. They don't actually really love me. And then you're for sure left out of the will.
So no, it's a,
then it looks like you're in it for the money.
No, it's, because the bowling is still good.
It's a lot like when you're at work and you work with two people that you love so much and somebody brings in muffins. And those people get the first crack at the muffins and then they leave you with the worst muffin.
Yeah.
That's
what I know what that feels like.
The caramel ones, yeah. Yeah, that's a literal sugar daddy.
Yeah. Wait, is Laura a sugar daddy? Sugar mama.
She gives us sugar.
And she's a mama.
And she bought us with goods, so.
Hey.
She's our sugar mama.
Without the bowling. I feel like that should be clarified.
Yeah,
HR is listening.
No, just,
for sure.
Just friendship.
Yes.